they're not cheap either. You know, they've gone up price like everything else. I mean, they are convenient, no doubt about that. So we have them. We have one here, and then even the cabin's got one. The cabin's on RG&E down in Allegheny County. The problem is it's a very narrow swath of RG&E coverage surrounded by National Grid, and literally they have one meter that comes out of Mount Morris, and it needs a string all the way down, and pretty much every single storm that we have, they lose power there just because there's no one feeder. That's it. You know, something happens in the line. You know, something happens along the way. The whole thing always goes out. And we ended up putting a generator out there years ago because the basement. One season we had 2-3 floods in the basement one summer because there was storms and it could kill the power, and that was the end of the sump pump. So that one is on propane out there. But yeah, something for a backup. You know, that you know, affordable. That would absolutely get a job done for you. I don't know. A lot of talking up, starting to talk up solar shop and you know, the power walls and the battery storage shop. I don't know if that might be an option for you.
Hey, it's good to have options, which we have. I don't know that solar would do it. And then where do you put the batteries and where do you put the solar panels? We don't have that much real estate up there to manage all that. So we're probably just going to invest in a small portable generator. Again, just some for the refrigerator, which you're looking at 800 watts, and TV and streaming. So I think I'm going to switch over from Spectrum up there to Starlink, so I'm not dependent on wires for my internet service up there. There's a bunch of other people that use Starlink up there, and they rave about it. It's actually cheaper than cable, so I'm probably going to go that route. And if I got a little generator, I can hook up the Starlink, a router, and a TV, and a refrigerator, and I can weather anything in that condition.
Well, there you go, Tom. You know, that whole thing. You don't need a lot, depending on what you want to do. If anything, it's giving you some of the modern creature comfort, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, the only thing I say for the electronics is maybe an inverter generator would be good. You know, a little bit cleaner power, and I've heard good things about the Predator ones. They're supposed to be pretty good, so, you know. And that's the other thing is you don't need anything necessarily real fancy or, I mean, you can always go top of the line if you want, but how often are you going to use it, too? That's, at least that's how I evaluate when I buy tools and equipment is, if it's something I'm going to use regularly, okay, we'll splurge and spend the money and get something, you know, name brand and everything else. But, you know, if it's a once-in-a-while type thing, you know, you need that. So, but,
good for you. Very good on Starlink. I was going to say, yeah, Spectrum up there, Spectrum, you know, they have some of them have battery backup, but they don't last. So if power goes out in the neighborhood, that's the end of it, though. Very good on the Starlink. Yeah, actually, I saw there's something, I guess Starlink's pretty competitive price-wise, too, that, you know, they're competing. So, if you got a clear enough view of the sky, if you got an open area to put this, then rock and roll.
Okay, it's definitely closer to the top of the list. Starlink is closer to the top of the list, but it's not. So, we'll probably be marching down that road. I suspect before the season's over this year, we'll make that transition. And I did look at the Predator inverters, and they're rated well. And you know, like you said, the Harbor Freight stuff, if you're not using it day to day, if it's not commercially used, it's good equipment, right? So I buy things at Harbor Freight all the time. I'm not opposed to the Predator inverter, and they have a 2,000-watt one for like $460. So that would be a reasonable investment to make sure that the stuff in the refrigerator stays cold so I can eat when I'm hungry.
Well, and there you go, Tommy. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. You know, 2 kW inverter should be plenty, and that way you can run the electronics and everything else and not have to sweat it. And yeah, that's the whole thing. That's how I view it, too. Although I know some contractors that swear by those Predator generators, that they use them commercially, and they work fine. But the way that they view it is they work until they fail, and then they buy a new one. So, you know, something to consider there. But yeah, no, that sounds like a solid plan, man. You know, go from there, and in fact, actually, I saw one company, you can get Starlink direct. U.S. Mobile is, they're a reseller for Starlink. They had a pretty competitive deal going on. They just started reselling them. I think you get the dish for free, if I remember right.
Last time I was on Starlink's website, the hardware was free, and you just had to commit to a period of time for the service. I don't remember what the period of time was, but even in that regard, the equipment isn't ridiculous. So we're probably going to march down the road. My sole mission in life is not get Spectrum money. So even if it costs me more, I'm switching because I just go, I don't want to get Spectrum any more money.
No, I get it. Yeah, no, in my case, you know, if I go with them, it's got to be a promo. And if that promo comes up, you know, when it comes up, then it's time to move on. So, who do you have at your place in Rochester, Greenlight?
We have Greenlight here at home now, and very happy with it. We've never had an outage. We've had it for a couple plus years now. Never had an outage. Price is cheap, reasonable, $15 for, I don't know, more upload, download speed than I'll ever use. We don't do a lot of, we don't do any streaming. We do some streaming, but it's not horrible. So it's a good product, and we're real happy with it. And while we still have cable TV up in the Adirondacks, because I'm not teaching Cheryl's dad how to use the streaming services, we'll probably continue with cable TV, but Starlink or Internet, and then once we don't need to worry about the cable circumstance anymore, then we'll just go to straight streaming up there as well.
Oh, very good. There you go. Yeah, makes sense. Well, and that whole thing, I mean, I completely understand that, where, you know, people, you know, set their ways with certain things, trying to teach them something like how to use a Roku or, you know, media streamer and app. And what do you mean there's no channel numbers on the remote? Oh, yeah, I get it. That makes sense, though. No, that sounds good. Well, and fiber is the way to go. I mean, it really is, though. That's too funny, very good. Well, that sounds like a plan. And speaking of throughput, you know, a lot of people think they need, you know, gig service. And, you know, it's amazing what little throughput you need depending on what you're doing. Like, for me, I mean, I have 500, and I get nowhere near that. Even if I'm downloading updates and patches and all that stuff, I never hit a max. I've never gotten anywhere close to using the full throughput bandwidth. So, and I mean, we stream and all sorts of stuff, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're paying for multi-gig service, and they're only, you know, they're streaming on a couple TVs and things like that. You just don't need anywhere near that.
This is the end of
the fact. People think they need more than they really do. My last job, being responsible for monitoring throughput, we had gigabit internet from Frontier coming through, and every month I would run a report to check out the capacity to make sure that we're not taxing the link. I'm like, I mean, we got 300 people working on campus, and I mean, we're barely putting a blip in that gigabit connection.
Well, and that's a whole thing, yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's crazy for what you really need, so, but good stuff, buddy. Well, on that note, I am already trying to get my badge out here so I can punch through the gate, but I'm already at barn here, so I'm going to start putting the ribbons on it, buddy.
Hope you have a wonderful day. Always a pleasure. And hope you're doing some outside stuff today, because it's going to be a nice outside day today. So I'm going to, at 8 o'clock, I'm heading downtown. Guess where I'm going? I'm going to a hotel. It's all good. Looking forward to the day. You have a great day. We'll talk again soon. KC2KOO from 82HW.
Very good, brother. 73, you have a good day. And enjoy the hotel, man. And I'll tell you, it sounds like you live there these days. I mean, but you know what? You got to keep them happy. Keep them clients happy, though. So. Yeah, you know, today, absolutely. So I got some antennas and feed lines. I got to throw some connector stuff on. Do that here at the shop. And then the plan is to get out, get that stuff hung today. Take advantage of the weather while we can. It's supposed to get to the high 80s, low 90s here towards the end of the week. So I'd rather get the stuff done when it's 75. So 73, brother. We'll catch you later. AC2KOO. Hold will be clear.
Have a great day. 82HW, standing by.
DORZX on frequency.
DORZX, 82HW. Good morning, sir.
Quickly, Tom, I got to raise the antenna in my car. What are you doing downtown at the hotel?
Got a switch out on the fourth floor, and we got a new user starting at 1 o'clock, so I got to meet with them and get them their credentials and get them logged into the infrastructure. That is my goal for the downtown hotel.
How is it?
Regency.
Very good. I won't keep you. I should be here shortly. 82HW, N2RZX.
Here this morning. Hope you have a great day. N2RZX from 82HW, standing by.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in Southdale. NY.
82HW, WB2KAO. WB2KAO, 82HW. Good morning, Tim, and happy Monday, my friend.
Tommy, a very, very happy start to the week, and a very good morning to you. Well, how was the weekend? You know, we had a little shower here Saturday morning, and that was it. It was really a very, very nice weekend, and what'd you end up doing? Did you end up picking the boat up and taking it up, or rent a boat, or How did you deal with that whole situation?
Well, it worked out the way that it needed to. We went out Thursday at lunch, and I picked up the boat. The cover wasn't ready. The girl that's been working on it, she said she wasn't going to have it ready till later in the day, evening. And I'm like, unfortunately, I just can't wait that long. And I told her we're going to have to put the project on hold until the fall when the boat comes back. And she was a little disappointed because she already got hours in on it, and now she's not going to get paid for it until September. But the cover's not done either, so whatever. It is what it is. So we left the boat up there on Thursday. We used the aftermarket cover that we used last year, albeit a pain in the butt to put on and off, but it does do the job, and we'll just have to endure that for one more season, which is okay. So we went up Thursday.
NY1US.
Got a pizza for dinner on Friday. Got Cheryl up for a water ski in the morning, and I did some adjustments to the boat lift that we store the boat in over the summer, and got the boat in the lift, and got a boat ride in that afternoon. And then Saturday, got her up for a water ski again on Saturday, got another boat ride in with her dad and his girlfriend, albeit overcast and a little misty, but we were able to get out and enjoy the water for a little bit. So it worked out. The rest of Saturday was, the weather was kind of inclement. It was on and off rain. The power went off at 2 in the afternoon, didn't come back on until midnight. So it was a low key Saturday, and then yesterday we just had breakfast, packed up, came home.
All in all, though, it sounds like it was a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I know you said that this gal was down with a migraine, or whatever. We had talked about this this past week and whatever. But anyway, we move on. Power was off for 10 hours.
All right.
Well, rural power. And I don't imagine you have you don't have a generator or anything up there, do you? And of course you don't.
Yeah.
Like the chief engineer of a broadcast station says, the most important transmitter you have is your backup.
Fact, my friend. That's a fact. So it was funny because we're looking at the National Grid website, and it says the power will be back on at 4. So when off at 2, be back on at 4. That's not horrible. And then at 3:45, it said 10. And then at 9:45, it said midnight. And it finally came on about quarter to midnight. And so we're like, my wife's all paranoid about opening the refrigerator because she doesn't want to let the cold out because it won't be able to cool back down again. And I'm like, well, we got to get in there to get squirt. The Italian sausages and the potato salad are in the refrigerator. So we just thought, all right, let's make a list of everything that's got to come out of the refrigerator, and let's go get it. And so it was kind of funny. But, we ate, and the concern was we don't want the food that's in there to spoil, and I get it. So we're going to purchase a little portable inverter and take it up there. Harbor Freight has a 2,000-watt inverter for like $460, and you can't go wrong. And that's just nice insurance to, A, make sure your food stays cold, and if the weather's in the crapper, we can run a streaming service and watch some TV and at least have a light.
Yep. Refrigerator, TV, a light's all you need. And I think that's probably a really, really good idea. Real good idea. I haven't heard too many good things about purchases from Harbor Freight, but that sounds like it could be a good one. You got to be real careful about what you buy at Harbor Freight.
It's been my experience that the tools and whatnot at Harbor Freight is reasonable as long as you're not using them for commercial application. If you're using them for, a job here or a job there, I've never had a problem. Their inverters get decent reviews, and for the money, it's worth the risk. Like a Honda generator or inverter of the same size is like $1,200, $1,300. So for $600, I'm willing to risk it.
And you've seen some reviews, and they've got pretty good reviews, so yeah, why not? somebody was telling me about some vital part. I don't know if it was a winch or something that he bought for Harbor Freight for his tower, and it just absolutely failed. Anyway, you'll always hear those horror stories no matter what. Let's say hello to Gary.
BA3DZP.
B3DZP, WB2KAO, and Tommy, 82HW, are saying good morning to you.
Well, very good morning, lady. A fine Monday it is. Too bad some people have to go to work, eh, Tom?
It's a great thing to do in some people. I go to work, but it's work that I don't mind doing, at least for another, 18 months. So I can tolerate it for another 18 or 19 months here. We're all good. Hope you had a pleasant weekend. Over you, Tim.
Absolutely. And we want to welcome Hector, KC2FWN. Good morning, Hector. And then swing it over to Gary.
Hey, real quick. Tom, I heard that you're going to get the hell in the back. Generator, I have a generator here that I'm going to get rid of. If you want it, or keeping it, you let me know.
Thank you, Hector, but I think we've already kind of set the tone for the direction that we're going to go in. I appreciate the offer, though. Thank you very much. And over to you, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Hector. I saw your little post there for your generator there on the Facebook page, and I hope you saw the picture of the mayor of Rochester and Mike out there. Two handsome young gentlemen, don't you think, Hector?
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, hopefully it's going to find somebody that give me some money for that generator. I have a transfer switch also, so I just want to get rid of that for my garage. Anyway, I need to go back to doing what I'm doing. Have a good morning.
That's good to hear you. Good to hear you, Hector. And it was really, really nice to have a little visit with your brother there, Javi, the other day. Hey, the Mets took 2 out of 3 out in San Diego. All right. As Gary says, you know, they're only, what did you say, Gary? They're only like 5 games back or something?
Yeah, that's a pretty tight division, that's for sure. With the bottom teams only 5 back, Jays are in third place and they're 7 back. So there you go. Anyways, another fine day coming up. So what happened to him? You get into the shower before the girls this morning?
I guess they're all set. No, I haven't. They're all set. I guess they took showers last night or whatever, so they're good. Tommy, Cheryl's youngest sister, biological sister, has been here from Seattle, I think I mentioned, and she'll be departing tomorrow. They're going down to the cafe at Saunders to rendezvous with the oldest sister who lives down in Ithaca. So that's the story. Tommy, going to come to Rocky's today?
In the cars, my friend. It is in the cars. I'm trying to have it in my schedule as we speak, so I can be at Rocky's at 11. That's my intention, sir. And we'll see what shakes out. Over to you, Gary.
Yeah, everybody talking about lunch, and I don't know about my lunch today. I'm supposed to possibly go meet my buddy at the ballet. Haven't been to a nudie bar in 20 years, so we were going to go for lunch to the nudie bar today. And it sounds a little more exciting than Rocky's, I bet. What do you think, man?
Well, it's been a long time since I've met. I always told them the Braille method is the best method, and feeling is believing, right, Tommy?
That's some funny stuff right there, Tim. And I haven't been to a nudie bar in quite a while, as a matter of fact. And I've been to Rocky pretty regular, and there ain't nobody in Rocky that works there that I want to see with no clothes on.
Got the feeling where I'm going, maybe I don't want to see them either.
Oh, you should go, Gary, for the experience. What the hell? Why not? Why not? Oh my goodness. So Tommy, this is a true team here. The Red Wings are up 6-3 in Lehigh Valley going to the bottom of the ninth. Lehigh Valley scores 3 runs and the game is tied, and the Wings score a run in the top of the 11th and hold them off, Tommy. They hold them off and win the game 7-6. They win the series 4-2, Tommy.
That's some fantastic news for those Red Wings. They're having half of a season, so my question when it comes back to you, Tim, is what's different this year? Why is this year the marked improvement? I'm going to flip it over to Gary first.
Yeah, okay, fine. One little thing back on the nudie bar. I used to go to this one particular bar when I was working all the time, and you might say that the young ladies were not first place in the beauty pageant, and everybody would say, why the hell do you go to that? Oh, you know, and I says, well, I'm not horny, I'm homesick.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. A whole culture in itself, for sure. Tom, I don't know. Chemistry, I know the various interviews that Josh has done, they're just firing on all cylinders. And they're in first place. They're in first place in the league, Tommy. Not the division, the league. And, you know, Memphis and Nashville are right up in there. But they've got a two-week homestand, and that's going to finish the first half of the season. And I guess the Hokie playoffs are that the team that finishes the first half of the season in first place plays the team that finishes first in the second half of the season. And I think it's just a one-game playoff. I don't really know too much about it. Well, we'll learn more about it if the Red Wings are there, right, Tommy?
Well, it's just so good to hear they're having a great season. You know, to be halfway through in first place in not only the division but the league, that's saying something. And that's really going to start now that the weather's come around, putting some fans in those seats, and that's going to be good for the city. It's going to be good for the team. It's going to be good for the venue. So that's awesome. That's just some good news to hear. And Gary, when you said homesick, I almost spit out my cereal. Over to you, Gary.
Well, I do have a way with words, you know. Another little thing that I kind of came up. I think I could be a writer for a comedian, but the last little girlfriend I had, too, I tell everybody I went to the hardware store and life was true, but I ended up with a nut.
That's a good one, Tommy.
K-E-2-H-J-Y.
Hey, here's Charlie jumping in there, K-E-2-H-J-Y. Come on in, Charlie.
Good morning, all. I heard you talking about the Red Wing. I just wanted to add humor into me. I don't know if you'll find humor. When I was growing up in Silver Stadium with Ellen Norby, like every time I went, they were playing this Tidewater Tide. Is there not any other team in this? Well, I graduated high school, and I'm stationed in Norfolk, Virginia. And somebody asked, hey, you want to go to a game? The Tidewater Tide are playing. I said, well, yeah, I'll go. And I'll finally get to and play somebody else than the Red Wing. So we jump in the car, go to Tidewater, watch the game, and believe it or not, it was the Red Wing. I mean, they're no longer the Tidewater Tide. But I just thought that was doing cool. I think the most that I've seen the Red Wing play was the Tidewater Tide. It was humorous to me.
Yeah. Is there any other teams? Go ahead, Tommy.
I remember the Tidewater Tide, and I do remember Silver Stadium. That was a while ago. So, gentlemen, I need to get ready to put on my marching shoes because I got a downtown. So, then hopefully we'll see you at lunch. Gary, have a wonderful day. Charlie, go see the Red Wings play somebody other than Tidewater. 82HW will be clear. Over to you, Gary.
Yeah, very good, Tom. Always a pleasure to hear you. And Charlie, good morning to you. And enjoy your lunch, no matter what. Enjoy your lunch, Tommy. And Timmy, I talked to my buddy this morning, Gary there, the other Gary in Trillton, about the Ghost Runner. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I love that. He said, that was the best idea they ever did, they ever came up with.
Well, as I say, I think it was devised to, you know, move the game along, same way as the pitch clock. You know, on average, Gary, games are quite a bit shorter. You know, the pitches are being delivered in a very rhythmic, methodic type of action. And I was actually listening to a little bit of the Cubs and Giants game last night over on SiriusXM, and John Shambi, the play-by-play guy for ESPN Radio, was commenting that he hasn't heard too many pitchers, voicing any complaints about the pitch clock, Gary.
I guess it's kind of like a shot clock in basketball. Okay, here's a question for you, Jim. What happens if they exceed the time? What is the penalty?
If the pitcher does not throw the ball before the pitch clock winds down, he's automatically assessed a ball on the count. If the batter is not in the batter's box and engaged with the pitcher, he is assessed a strike.
Okay, well, they haven't given them issued an automatic walk that or anything that serious. Yeah, well, that's interesting. Anyway, so over to you there, Charlie. And have you been to any ball games lately?
This is the MY1US All-Star Note 420-675 in South Wales, NY.
Hey, Charlie, you're going to have to repeat that transmission because you doubled with Silicon Sally on the hour. So, Charlie, if you would repeat that.
Yeah, I heard her come in. I actually stopped transmitting. I didn't want to interrupt Silicon Sally. No, I haven't been to any ball games recently. I've never been to a ball game at Frontier Field. And I just thought it was humorous. The Red Wings and Tidewater, well, now they're Norfolk, I think, and Tidewater. It was like the only two teams. What the heck? I've done work at the Frontier Field, you know, my city of Rochester stuff, but never saw a game there. I actually prefer to watch it on baseball on television, you know, the better angles and the commentators and everything. Sitting in the stands when I was younger, it was great, but as I got older, it was, you know, just let me watch it on television. K2HJY, Tim, I guess?
Yeah, real good, Charlie. Well, it's nice to hear you. And Gary, Charlie is a relatively new radio amateur. He worked at 911, and then he was a he worked for the city of Rochester for a number of years, and he does know Rich, the gentleman that you met last night, WQ2I. Charlie and Rich knew each other and worked together and whatever. Charlie, you gonna make it to Rockies today?
I am thinking about it. It was on my to-do list. We'll see. If I do, I will definitely make myself known. Maybe we'll see you there, K2E. I do like their K2E.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great to see you. And the ballpark is now ESL, the ESL Bar Ballpark, Eastman Savings and Loan. Their name is on it. They have a 10-year contract with the option to extend it to 30 years. Gary, Eastman Savings and Loan, years ago, in order to bank there, you had to be a Kodak employee or be the relative of a Kodak employee. Now anybody can bank at ESL. Eastman Savings and Loan is a credit union and very, 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 very prominent business, very respected business in the Rochester area, and they've got their name on the on the ballpark, Gary.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, when you started mentioning relatives of this to that, I figured, geez, it sounds like the credit union, and then you said credit union. I know when I first got out of high school, worked for Delco there in Hamilton, the steel mill, there was, I don't know how many thousand employees they had, but they had their own credit union, and I imagine now that the Delco is pretty well dissolved out of by U.S. Steel and all the other companies that have gone through, the credit union is now probably accepting everybody from the general public as well. Well, I think I'm going to change my mind and not go for lunch today. If it's nice today, I'm going to give my buddy a call, see if we can't do it either tomorrow or Wednesday. Wednesday will be a rainy day, and who knows how long to be in a dungy old hole with the sun is shining, you know. If it were good there, would have rained, so I'm going to talk to him. I've already been out welding in the shop, making this little figurine with the garage mechanics on the play deal, so I got to go and find tires. I'm going to go to the thrift shop, find an old car, and get toy, take tires off it, and add them to my little figurine with my garage mechanic, and a few other little things I got to finish my edging, so I got enough to keep me out of trouble for the rest of the day. So, Tim, with that, I'm going to say 7-3. Going to go see about the brown caulking. I got a crack in the concrete, and before I put paint on it, I want to make a double crack in. So I got to go see what I got out in the shop here first. Then I'm leaving the house. V3, V6.
Real good, Gary. Yep, I'm going to go and get in the shower here. And, Charlie, pass it over to you, and you can say good morning to Gary, and then we'll wrap it up. Hopefully, we'll see you at Rockies. Billy, WBHAPX is going to pick up Lou and Julie and bring them to lunch today, and we may need more than one table today, but they won't turn us away, that's for sure. So, Charlie, go ahead and put the ribbons on it.
Yeah, I'll try to wrap it up nice. Thank you very much for the conversations this morning. I appreciate that, and hopefully I will make it to Rocky. We'll see what happens. Hope you enjoy your day in your garage. Enjoy. It is a beautiful day. And I'll be on the side. Okay, K2HJY.
Just a final from you, Gary, and I'll log off. Have a good day, Dirk.
Okay, well, you guys enjoy, and hope somebody posts the pictures. We like looking at the pictures of you boys at Rockies and Carbellas or whatever the other name of the other place. I always enjoy looking at the pictures. There's no names on the faces, but maybe somebody will do that someday, so I can put a face of the name on the radio here. 7-3, guys. Have a great day. Enjoy your lunch. Peter, you said.
7-3, pal. Take care. We'll be in touch.
This is the NY1 US All-Star Node.